Cap and Haw Show on WGN Plus and Comcast Sportsnet.
When you miss a long period of time of playing a sport that you love playing, or dedicating your life to one craft or your craft or your art, it comes out in a weird way. I didn't mean to do it on purpose. It just came out. And like I said, it's grind mode. This entire time I've been grinding, and I felt like I prepared myself for this game tonight, and hopefully I could do the same next game.
That's D. Rose, who played very well on Saturday night. Hopefully he can string another one together tonight. Bulls and Bucks game two. Chicago trying to grab a 2-0 series lead. Cap and Haw right here on WGN Plus and Comcast Sports Net.
Yeah, that was in response to the question I asked him about the emotion that he showed after several different layups that he finished, and he was reacting to the crowd, and he was urging the crowd on, and he just kind of it was cathartic, I think, Cap, with the way that he was kind of had all that maybe frustration or emotion. It was a significant day for him. It was more than just the beginning of the playoffs. It was more than just another game against a team they should beat. It was the first time in almost 3 years that he had been on the court for a postseason game. And I think you saw some of that in the way that he responded to the crowd. It was good to see. It was welcome to see. It was also funny to see afterward at the podium. So they, you know, mostly post games at Bulls games is that everybody crowds around Derrick Rose's locker. You wait for him to get dressed. And then everybody crowds around, the cameras are there, the microphones are there, and you're like, oh, yes, can you speak up a little bit? The playoffs, they bring him to the podium. A couple players, it won't be Derrick Rose every game maybe, but they bring him to the podium. And so Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler come up to the podium after the game Saturday night. And at one point, Derrick Rose asks a question, or maybe in between questions, he like looks at Jimmy Butler, this is so awkward. This is awkward. You can tell he's still not very comfortable with the spotlight. A guy who is as big of a superstar in Chicago as we have. Still at times uncomfortable with every word being dissected, every sentence being parsed, and every move being overanalyzed. It was interesting to see his discomfort contrasted with Jimmy Butler's, hey, I'm the life of the party, man.
I'm
bring
just
it on.
Happy things are good.
This is great. This was great, you know. I love it. The class clown sitting next to the guy that's sort of the reticent one, and he's sort of, you know, just very, I don't want to say uncomfortable, but he did
you
at
think
times
if you
feel
had a
awkward.
Private moment with Derrick Rose, you sat down and had dinner with him. Mm-hmm. Nobody around, no microphones, no notepad, nothing. Just you and him. And you said, are you happy with your life? And he said, tell me if you think this would be an incorrect statement. Yeah, I love playing the game. I'm happy I got through my injuries. Love all the money that I make. I can't stand all the nonsense that goes with being Derrick Rose.
I think that's probably – I can see why you would suggest that. I think that a lot of what comes with being Derrick Rose includes having your thoughts articulated to the public and having the public scrutinize them, and that's not what he – enjoys. I think he's not good at it, and he hasn't. He has maybe improved only slightly, but I don't think that that's certainly a strength of his. So, what person do you know, whether it's Derrick Rose or whether it's you or me or whatever, would like to have something they don't consider one of their strengths, something you have to do on a regular basis
every day? And when you use the wrong word out of context, you try to remember the cut where we've played where he said,
who cares,
you guys are taking things out of content.
Yeah,
and I think people took that out of term and took it out of content,
and where he probably sits there and goes, okay, man, I played 1 year in college basketball, this is what I was destined to do, I didn't go to Oxford and get a Rhodes scholarship, to quit picking on every single thing I do and just understand things aren't all peaches and cream every day.
I think there's a lot to be said for that, and I think that you'd see there's a lot of fatigue on his end in dealing with that kind of scrutiny. It was interesting to see a column from, you remember a guy from Real GM, Shams Charania?
Yeah.
Yeah. and he got in touch with Reggie Rose.
That kid's very good.
He's very talented. And he talked to Reggie about how far, you know, just how far Derek had come to that point, and he alluded to some things, and you saw that, you know, you saw some growth there, and this process of Derek Rose getting back to the team after all of that he's been through, you know, there's a relief. You know, I think, and there's a relief that was evident. And I think that came through.
Just let my play. Emotion. Just judge me on my play, and I don't want to hear about the other stuff.
Yeah, that's naive, but I think that's what he wants.
Correct. It's not going to ever be that.
Because
way.
If the playoffs go the way that the Bulls want them to go, Derrick Rose is going to be at the podium every night, describing what just happened, you know, projecting what's going to happen, and sharing his innermost thoughts. That's not what he likes to do. He wants to go out and, you know, make things happen, attack the rim, hit the three, which he did, and he hit, you know, 3 3-pointers on Saturday night. And you could tell by the way he reacted to those, he was feeling it. He was feeling it. They were falling for him. The
crowd was behind him.
At the end of a shot clock type possession. And they were one of the shots that kind of looked like, don't take it. Don't take it, Derek. Oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
Because he was so good and so effective in the second quarter, especially attacking the rim, making things happen, drawing the defense to him and going by them, splitting double teams. The kind of things that make him so dangerous and the Bulls so effective. If they continue to play him, the Bucks, like they did on Saturday night, they will pay dearly. Now, you figure that they're going to adjust some. They double-team Pau Gasol. That makes sense, right? He had 46 against them earlier in the year. They're going to make Derrick Rose. They're going to dare him to beat him with that jumper. Didn't work on Saturday night. Jason Kidd and the Bucks are in the playoffs for one reason and one reason only. They are a defensive-minded team.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure, even though Jason Kidd and all the circumstances that surrounded him going from Brooklyn to the Bucks at the beginning of the year in the offseason, he got this team to from 15 wins to 41. And they did it through defense. So you figure they'll adjust. He's a good coach.
All right, 312-235-2525. We'll get back to your calls. Also, Pat Riley just met the media today, staying on the NBA side of things to wrap up their season.
Mm-hmm.
What a shot he takes at LeBron. Holy smokes.
What'd he say?
Asked about the uncertainty of building last summer, not knowing if LeBron would be there going into the draft. He said, "We'll go into this summer with no more smiling faces with hidden agendas."
Wow.
That's pretty strong stuff. Wow. We'll be going in clean. No more smiling faces with hidden agendas.
Well, can you blame him? I mean, really, can you blame that kind of reaction from the president of the team?
He was blindsided. Multiple times he has said he was blindsided that LeBron went to the Cavs. Almost shocking that the situation devolved to the point where James wanted to leave the Heat. He also said, there was Riley's famous press conference last year where he told his players to get a grip, a move many believe pushed James away. Also, he's denying the fact, although many say this is true, that the Heat only drafted Shabazz Napier from UConn to appease LeBron, and then he drafts him and LeBron leaves.
Well,
wow. There,
that was kind of implied during the time, closer to the time where LeBron bolted to Cleveland. How about Cleveland? I don't want to say struggling, but the Celtics played pretty well.
They did. Played real
the
well.
The Celtics, very well-coached team. That series, much like this one, the team with the depth and the talent, the Cavs, similar to the Bulls, the Bucks and Celtics are just happy to be there, right? And this is headed toward a round two collision in Cleveland with home court advantage going to the Cavs.
If they play like they did Saturday night, the Bulls, they can win that series.
I don't disagree. But I said that about Derrick Rose. You said, oh, slow down. It's only one game. It's only one game. It's the Bucks.
Well, I'm talking about the depth of the whole team.
These aren't your father's Bucks.
No.
Sidney Moncrief's no longer on the roster.
No Paul Mokeski, Brian Winters.
Paul Mokeski wasn't that.
Dave Myers.
I guess he was pretty good, Paul Mokeski. He lasted for a while.
Played like 80 years in the league.
Jack Sigma.
Get the ultimate experience with the all-new Samsung Curve 4K Ultra HD TV at Apt in Glenview. With the Samsung 4K Curved Ultra HD, you get the fastest internet and smart TV functions available. Come into Apt today, see the complete selection of Samsung electronics, or call them up, 847-544-2228, 847-544-2228. For complete satisfaction, free delivery, a better experience, shop where we shop. It's Apt, A-B-T, apt.com. Ask for Steve Shapiro, best customer service you'll ever get at Pleasing People since 1936. We'll take a time out, get some of your calls, 312-235-2525. By the way, a man charged. Why? Has something to do with Chicago sports.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tell you about it. Be right back.
From Tribune Tower, Chicago, this is Cap'n Haw on WGNplus.com and CSN Chicago.
You know, he's a more mature kid than a lot of guys that come in here, but he's a horse. You know, he goes out there, he's big and strong, and you know, there's all those things that you like to see in a pitcher that he has, and I think it will help as far as endurance and everything else that goes into pitching. That you know, guys with big, strong legs can last longer and, you know, pitch deeper in the game.
It's official. Carlos Rodon has been called up. He is now a member of the Chicago White Sox. Kevin Hawk continues on WGN Plus and Comcast.
How many
Sports
great
Net.
Major League pitchers in the past have debuted on April 20th? That's your project for tomorrow.
I will look
it
up.
Since we have all these Hall of Famers that debuted on the day that Chris Bryant did on 417, number 17.
Look it all up.
And Jake Patrica is also off the 15-day disabled list. And what number will Carlos Rodon wear? Will he wear 20? Because it's the 20th?
It's pretty funny.
I don't know.
Chris Bryant wears 17, not because of the date, but because that was his dad's number in the Red Sox system. Anyway, Carlos Rodon up into the bullpen, and then we'll see when he does eventually become a starter.
So that's official. The White Sox make that official. Carlos Rodon is up with the Major League Club. Also, just breaking news. Over at the United Center, Joel Quenneville, during the media session, confirmed Scott Darling will start game 4.
No shock.
No shock there. It's the right call. It's the right move. It's the only move.
All right. We'll see if they end up announcing any other lineup changes or that.
What
lineup
a crazy, though, postseason already. I know we're 3 games in, but if you had said 2 weeks ago that the Blackhawks would be going into game 4, and it will be Scott Darling's 3rd game, basically, in place of Corey Crawford. And they would feel very good about that and very good about their chances. You'd have thought, really?
Crazy.
Here's a breathalyzer.
Crazy. Imagine last September, I did Sports Talk Live from Blackhawks training camp at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
That was the day of the famous Goodell press conference. I listened to it all the way to South Bend. Can you imagine if we had come in that Monday and I said, hey, I was at the Hawks training camp, and I say some outlandish stuff, and I said to you,
I've noticed that.
I saw this guy at training camp. If the Hawks are to win the Cup next year, he's going to play a huge role in net. And you'd have gone, who?
Who?
Are you an idiot?
Yeah,
you'd have said.
Yeah, I probably would have said that you would be relying on a guy that was cut loose or let go by the Nashville Predators last year. It was a year ago at this time. Scott Darling was in net for the Milwaukee Admirals, who's part of the Predator organization. They let him go, signs with his hometown team, and now, you know, there are some people that believe that he gives you your best chance to win, and Joe Quenneville's one of them. Let's get to a couple of these quick phone calls.
All right, 312-235-2525. Again, if there's any other changes. By the way, one NHL note, the Sharks and Coach Todd McClellan, who's been there forever, have parted ways. They have agreed to part company. So there'll be a lot of big-name coaches out there. Mike Babcock, free agent.
Yep.
You got Todd McClellan. Dan Bylsma, who was the U.S. Olympic coach and got fired in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's 3 huge names that are out there. Claude Julien could potentially be out there.
They
changed GMs in Boston.
Could be.
Who knows? You hear all these rumors about Quenneville and Toronto.
Nah, yeah, I think you got to keep your Hall of Fame coach in the fold.
I would think.
As it were.
Anyway, 312-235-2525.
Carlos Rodon will wear number 55.
There you go.
Any great 55s?
I'll have to look.
That's your research project. Great debuts on April 20th and great number 55.
I need Chris Kampka to help. And one other note for you. You mentioned Jake Patrička has been activated. Javi Garrett of the DL and DFA'd Kyle Drabek. Uh-huh. Do you know that Kyle Drabek, when he was traded in the Roy Halladay deal, he was one of the hot prospects in all of baseball?
Yep.
I mean, there were multiple times where the Phillies said, we ain't giving him up. Yeah, I don't care if it's Roy Halladay. We are not trading Kyle Drabek. They end up trading him, and here he is. He was DFA'd. The Sox got him. They've already DFA'd him in less than a month. You never know on pitching prospects.
What number was he? What number was Kyle Drabek?
That he pitched in?
No, what number was he? What jersey number?
That's what I'm saying. With the number he wore?
Yeah.
Whatever his dad wore, probably.
21?
Dad wore like 21.
Who's the only player in Major League history to wear his birthday on his back for his jersey?
Sammy Sosa.
No.
Wear his birthday?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You should know this. This is a local question.
Who is it?
Carlos May.
Really?
May 17.
Really?
Yes. I think Carlos May was number 17, and he was born on May 17th. So May 17.
That's pretty good.
How about that?
312-235-25.
Remember my baseball card days?
312-235-25-25. Let's go to the phones. Where do you want to go here, buddy?
I thought you'd really like that White Sox trivia there.
That was good.
May 7th, 1948, Carlos May. 66 years old.
Who was the White Sox announcer? They made a bunch of errors, and he goes, look at this. We're all thumbs out there. And Carlos May had a thumb blown off.
That had to be Harry.
Oh, it was Harry.
That had to be Harry.
All
right, let's go to the phones.
How about we go to Mike in Chicago Heights?
All right, great.
Mikey, what's going on there, Hammer?
What's going on there, Sprinkles?
How you doing, Cookie?
I called Thursday, and I told you guys, what if Crow has another bad game? What we're gonna do with Darling, and it happened. You guys said I was hypothetically speaking,
yep.
But it happened.
It happened. And what's gonna happen tomorrow night, Mike?
Oh, he's gonna stand on his head. The thing is that the Predators are going top shelf on Crawford. He's just not the right goalie for this team. I already knew that going into the series. He was, you know, the Predators kind of killed the Blackhawks during the season, and I just feel that this guy's a beast. He's 6'5". You can't get anything really past them.
You're right. They did go top shelf. Good phone call. Good call last week. We should have listened to you.
Yeah, you're the man. Mike, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the call, pal.
Corey Crawford is going to still be okay at some point. You just don't know when. They're going to go back to him, aren't they? Come on, you go out on – you like to go out on limbs. Are the Hawks turning to Scott Darling
on a full-time
now?
Basis?
Is he your guy?
Well, if he wins tomorrow, he plays game five.
Yeah, he has to.
Okay, if you win that game. If you go up 3-1 tomorrow, you go down to Nashville and you close him out.
Let's say you win in five. Let's say you Hawks in five and Darling wins you basically every game.
Then he starts game one of the next series.
I have to think about that one. I think you're right, though.
Yes.
That's the instinct.
You ride him as long as you can.
I think you're right.
Now, if you tell me he loses tomorrow, I might go to Crow and
how
five.
Is that different from what happened in game one to game two?
Because you took Corey out
here.
After one period.
We like Crow. He's our guy.
Yeah.
He had a great year.
It was one period.
What's
Corey
Eddie
had
O'll
a
say?
Bad game.
What does Eddie O'll say? If Eddie, he's going to be in studio this week with us, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have to pick his brain because that's what I want to know. What would he do? WWED.
What would Eddie do?
Yes.
Done. What would Edzo do? 312-235-2525. Got to grab a quick timeout.
Okay.
We'll come back, get to more of your calls. Phone lines are just lit up like a Christmas tree. 312-235-2525. ESPN just announced 7 o'clock Central. Tomorrow night, they will release the NFL schedule.
Oh, boy.
And Vegas just announced.
I can't wait for that
Wednesday
one.
Morning, they will have the opening lines on the NFL
yes,
games.
Yes, and Wednesday Fuck morning, that. I'm looking forward to your Chicago Tribune having everybody's projected Bears schedule.
You guys let me in that deal. I work for the company.
You used to do the gossip column there, right?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Around Town.
Around Town. That's right. I'm sorry. I forgot.
312-235-2520. Get me in there.
All right.
Take a timeout. We'll be right back.
This is the Cap and Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN+.
Little Creedence Clearwater Revival. Mike and I call it CCR. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah, I've heard of them. What's the significance? Is there some sort of tie in there? You just like it?
Mike likes it.
What an unusual choice.
And when you control
morning.
The board, Mike gets what he wants.
That's good. I'm not complaining. I'm just curious.
312-235-2525 is our phone number. By the way, we'll get back to these calls in just a moment. We could talk. We've gone baseball.
Yeah.
We've talked basketball.
Yes.
We've talked hockey.
Well, it was a busy weekend.
Very busy. Ken Rosenthal just tweeted, top five rotation strikeout-to-walk ratio through the first 2 weeks of the season. Top five. Mets number one. No surprise there. Matt Harvey's been spectacular.
The A's have to be in there somewhere.
The DeGrominator's been good. Dodgers are number two. Chicago Cubs are number three. Yankees are four. Cardinals are five. Worst five. Colorado, Atlanta, Toronto, Miami, and Texas.
Starting pitching?
In strikeout-to-walk ratio.
Okay, strikeout-to-walks. Okay. Mm-hmm. The A's have been doing amazing things with their pitching. Right? Haven't they had how many shutouts?
They keep getting rid of big-name guys, and they keep battling.
They really miss John Lester and Jeff Samardzija, don't they?
It's unbelievable.
And Jason Hamill.
By the way, the Mets, the leaders, 74 strikeouts, just 11 walks. The Rockies, the worst, 46 Ks, 35 walks. A bad ratio.
Bad, yeah.
312-235-2525.
Also, as the texter points out, we're talking about birthdays. Mm-hmm. Brent Seabrook turns 30 today.
I felt like he was older.
I thought he was older, too.
If you said he was like 33 or 4, I'd have been like, yeah.
Seems like he has been here forever.
Does.
Still very effective. Still a good player.
How about that?
30 years old.
All right, 312-235-2525. Back to the phones. We do go. How about we grab Ed in Tinley Park? Ed's
okay.
Been holding a long
All
time.
Right.
Hey, Ed, what's going on there, Cookie? How
Morning,
you doing?
Ed.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Again, I love your show. I try to watch you every day.
Thank you.
Question, I know we talked about Robin Ventura should have challenged that play Friday. I look even beyond that. Once the runner got to third, it was one out, the winning run on third. What happened to the strategy of you walk the next two batters so that you either get a force at any base or hopefully an ending double play? They had a drawn in infield, the guy slaps the ball through the infield, and we lose.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that that's
legit question.
Automatic. I think sometimes you want to get the easy force out if possible.
But who was on the mound, Ed?
Who was on the mound? Uh-oh, you're tricking me now.
Because
you know what? I don't recall.
I don't remember who was on the mound Friday, but perhaps he's not comfortable pitching out of a bases-loaded situation.
Okay.
That'd be the only reason you'd
do
something
like
that.
Then you go,
great,
we walked the guy in to lose the game. You know what I mean?
Ed, before we let you go.
Yeah, pardon me?
Do you find yourself second-guessing Robin a lot?
No. You know what, David? To me, it's too early in the season to come to any big conclusions here. I mean, man, we got probably 95% of the season ahead of us. It's too early to be even thinking about people – possibly losing.
Let me ask you a question.
That's a rational reaction. That's a rational. Don't draw him down this road,
Ed.
Cap.
Your Sox, your diehard Sox fan.
Don't lead him
right?
down here, Cap.
You know what? I'm a Chicago fan. I refuse to cheer against any Chicago team. I love all our teams.
Okay, so you like the Sox too? Okay, that's
sure, of
all
course.
Right. It's July. It's June the 6th. Sox are 12 under 500, scuffling. And I said to you, Ed, I can get Ozzie Guillen back as the manager, or I can get Ron Gardenhire. Who are you hiring?
Wow. I'll be honest. Ozzie never flipped me out that much. I'd probably say Gardenhire, given those two as the only choices. But for me, a little too early. 162-game season.
Agreed.
Let's let it play out a little bit.
I agree.
Question for you guys, and I hope I don't sound stupid asking this.
Yeah.
You had Judd Surratt as a guest. Is he related to Surratt?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay.
I think that's his nephew, I believe.
Ah, okay. Just wondered.
There you go.
Right, thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work. I absolutely love your show.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Ed. You're a good man.
Thank you.
There you go. And I am not advocating for the removal of Robin.
No, you just mentioned every second day.
Just throw it out there.
No, you just mentioned Ozzie again.
I love Ozzie.
Ozzie.
Big Ozzie guy.
Okay.
312-235-2525. Sam is in Mount Prospect. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Kip and Hall, love you guys as usual. Just a couple comments here. First of all, I think Richards should still stay in the lineup. He's a veteran. He's got a lot of experience. He had a great year last year. Hit the crossbar yesterday, should have had a goal. Also, I think whoever should really sit would be Marcus Kruger. He's very weak in the
zone. Sam. Not Krugs.
Are you kidding? Krug's a key guy.
Krug's is key on the penalty kill.
I agree with you guys. I love you guys, but he's not a hard-nosed player.
Oh, my God. Sam.
I really don't. I mean, to me, he doesn't check. I don't know.
Marcus Kruger is one of your more underrated role players on that team.
But how many goals does he score?
Doesn't matter.
That's not his role.
I know, but even on a power play, you ever see him really pressure a guy? He sits there and goes back and forth. He's never really in the play.
How many opportunities does he have on the power play?
Yeah, we're talking PK. Okay. I think he means PK.
Yeah, okay, when he's killing penalties, he's pretty effective in that role.
Yeah, they love him on that role.
I don't know, Sam. I'm with you on Richards, but I think that you got to
open your mind. You lost me.
Yeah.
Well, I think Quinville loves him. I mean, that's Quinville's boy, and I think, you know, he's always going to stick with him. And just another quick comment. How about a fourth line of Carcillo, Vermette, and Desjardins? I mean, that would be a tough line, I think they would really give Nashville a lot of problems. So.
Are you fast enough, though? Thanks, Sam. Thanks for the phone call. Are you fast enough? That'd be a lot of sandpaper.
A lot of heaviness.
A lot of abrasiveness.
As Eddie likes to say, a lot of heaviness. A
lot of heaviness. I don't know about that line. Daniel Carcillo is another guy, though. He's healthy. He's waiting his turn. He's biding his time. Where do you fit him in?
All right, 3-1-2. He was mentioned by Coach Q in the postgame.
Yes, he
3-1-2, 2-3-5, 2-5.
I was there.
5. Let's go to Warren in McChesney Park. Hi, Warren.
Hey, Warren.
Hey, Captain Hall. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Hey, my question is Addison Russell. This kid is legit. And he's way better than Jonathan Herrera or Alcantara. Why is he not being called up?
Good question.
Relax,
a lot
Warren.
Of people wondering this, Warren. Thank you very much for the phone call.
He's getting some time in now at second base in the minor leagues when Javi was gone on bereavement
leave.
Needs
at least a week.
He needs a little time there.
At least 10 days.
They are They have a formula that they follow for development.
Formula. If he's ready, he's ready. Maybe. Service time issue?
No.
Okay, so can you see him before the All-Star break in Wrigley Field?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
June 1st?
Not quite June 1st.
See, mid-June. Mid-June-ish?
Mid to late June.
That's soon enough.
Yeah.
Kind of get some seasoning. See, second base? And don't tell me Starlin Castro, you're going to move him around. And don't talk about the trading Starlin Castro.
No, because you know what I think could happen?
What?
You see Addison Russell at short, Starlin at third, Bryant in left.
This season? That's a spring training project.
I'm not so sure about that.
You know something?
No.
I think if Addison Russell's playing second at Iowa now, then it's
just a little bit. He'll be back at short.
Do you think so? When?
As soon as Javi gets back with the team. I didn't look if he played
yesterday. Well, Javi hasn't – I think Marty Peavy was asked about Javi Baez's status over the weekend, and I don't think that they have a clear idea when he's returning to the team. And I think in the interim, as Addison Russell plays second base, get comfy. Why not?
3-1-2, 2-3-5, 25-25.
You could see it happening.
Arismendi Alcantara could be headed back.
He's really struggled. I think that they have seen him at the plate a little bit exposed early in the season. Looks a little bit tentative. Lacking confidence at the plate that he showed last year, maybe. Maybe pitchers are adjusting. Has struggles with off-speed stuff badly. I liked him last season, but you have to admit, things are different this year. They look different.
We'll see. Maybe they get him up here quicker. 3-1-2-2-3-5. I'm talking about Russell. 3-1-2-2-3-5-25-25. Let's grab another one. Martin is in Antioch. Hey, Martin, what's going on there, buddy?
Hey, Martin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you, pal?
Pretty good. I was just calling about the Blackhawks.
Okay.
Darling and Crawford. I'm seeing the same thing. I feel like I'm seeing the same thing as with Crawford and Emery, you know?
No, not really. I mean, they never went to Ray Emery. I almost said Phil Emery.
Medved's funny.
They never went to Ray Emery during the playoffs. I think once he got to the playoffs in 2013, This was Corey Crawford's team. It was his time. And the difference here is that Joe Quenneville, after one period, yanked him. Yanked him. Created the situation, really. Now, it was the right situation to create because they won game one. But I know that what you mean in terms of you trust your backup, but this has gone beyond the Emery Crawford scenario. Crawford has been replaced.
No question about it.
I don't think that. I don't think Darling's up to par to take us to the Stanley Cup. You know, I think he's a good backup. I think he's hungry, but
Martin.
You know, I,
Martin, you watch yesterday's
game?
What
has he done that would indicate you that he's not up to par?
Because he showed up for a few games, a couple games, you know.
You could say that you aren't ready to make that judgment yet, but you can't say he's not up to par.
Or you can't say that what he did in the regular season didn't leave you confident that he could handle something like this.
We'll find out. He may be right. But as of right now, he's answering the questions. No
doubt
about it.
Answering the call.
All right, 312-235-2525. Hold on a minute. Let me get my friend over here.
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you bought yourself a new pillow? If you don't have a MyPillow, you don't have the guaranteed most comfortable pillow out there. Now, trust me. Today, I got the Cap'n Haw Show.
Yeah.
I got a PGA hit I got to do in the afternoon.
All right.
I got Sports Talk Live with you, Teddy, and Rick Tellender.
At the United Center.
At the United Center,
yes.
For Bulls. Then back to the station to do Cubs postgame.
Yeah.
Going to be a late night very little
sleep
and back here 6:30. So I got to know when I get up tomorrow morning at 5:15 that I've been as well rested as possible. You know how I guarantee that?
How?
It's called MyPillow. Right here. Okay. MyPillow. That's what it's called. MyPillow is the official pillow recommended by the National Sleep Foundation. I've been praising this product for a long time. MyPillow comes in four support levels, conforming to your preferred shape. They even create a cooling effect right up against your old head all night long, keeping your head cool and comfortable. See why they've sold over 5 million of these babies. On top of a 10-year warranty, MyPillow is so confident you'll love it, they'll give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Sleep on it like I do every night. And if you're not happy, they'll refund 100% of your purchase price. But trust me, you're going to love it. Act this week. MyPillow gives you 50% off all products. Use promo code CAP, K-A-P. Log on to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAP. Call 800-299-5854. 800-299-5854. Use the promo code CAP. Get 50% off. My wife bought these. Brought them home, went, these things are phenomenal. Next thing I know, Kevin McDonough from sales says, hey, MyPillow wants to advertise on the show.
That's awesome.
They're in.
Now I know why you slept so well last night and you rolled in so late this morning.
That's it.
You did. You overslept.
I did. I overslept this morning because I slept on a MyPillow. Be right back.
Page two.
We're desperate for stories.
And this one is so compelling.
This is page two.
Welcome back, page two time on Cap'n Haw. Show flew by. I just said to you, we're going to break. I go, page two? What time is it? I looked. I thought it was like 10:30. 10:45.
Time flies when you're having fun.
At my pillow, I just get so relaxed.
At the REM sleep there.
Unbelievable.
All right, so start with page two, stuff we haven't gotten to in the first, two and a half hours or so. So the Eagles, he lit up Twitter yesterday and surprised the people around the NFL. Signing Tim Tebow, they have added a guy to their quarterback stable who has not been in the NFL since 2000. Hasn't played since 2012 with the Jets. He released by the Patriots before the 2013 season. Has been an analyst with the SEC Network and ESPN. I don't think that those they don't want to rush out to replace him just yet. I don't know what kind of opportunity he will get. I don't know if he's only going to play quarterback. That would be my guess, since Chip Kelly, I think, you know Chip Kelly, he invented football.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going to probably give him...
We thank him for that.
Yeah, exactly. Given an opportunity to prove himself in that system. I've always thought that had Tim Tebow been more willing to play a different position, he might not have spent the last 2 years in a broadcast booth. I think that he's athletically a guy you could see translating into the league on Sundays. Quarterback-wise, he's always had some limitations because of his arm. before you say there's no possible way that Tim Tebow is going to make the Eagles roster, though, I think that you should look around the NFL rosters at the quality of the quarterbacks that actually comprise NFL rosters. There are a lot of guys who are overmatched that are third-team quarterbacks that are backups, clipboard holders. I don't know if Tebow makes it. I don't know if he doesn't. But
David Fales, Tim Tebow, who do you rather have? Forget the circus part of it. Player only.
That's a difficult one because I don't know a lot about David Fales, but he's a guy that fits that category. Sixth-round draft pick, very much unknown, unproven. I think that Tim Tebow has won a playoff game. His experience might suggest you'd want him, but that was such an unorthodox season. John Fox, our guy Foxy, now the Bears coach, revamped his entire game plan every Sunday, his entire approach to the season because of who was playing quarterback. They were like a college team as often as they ran. So I don't know where this is headed. My guess is it's headed nowhere, that he gets cut on the first round of cuts, perhaps. Maybe won't get that far. But Tim Tebow is a Philadelphia Eagle.
And I'm very, very excited.
All right, police say an argument over whether Michael Jordan or LeBron James is a better basketball player ended in a Pennsylvania man's arrest on aggravated assault and other charges. Daniel Mondelez, 22, arrested early Saturday after fighting with another man over whether Air Jordan or King James reigns supreme. He was released on bond and told not to return to the apartment where the argument ensued. But police were called again Saturday night when Mondelez became argumentative and refused to leave. Court records show Mondelez remained jailed as of this morning, unable to post bail. No attorney is listed. It's still not clear whether he's on the side of the Bulls Hall of Famer or the Cavs superstar.
Oh.
Okay, get a life.
How does that happen? How does that get to that point in an argument where you are, you know, it escalates to that degree?
I mean, it's just stupid.
It is kind of stupid. But it happened, and it was all over social media over the weekend, and that, not surprising, but sad. See, this, speaking of, let's stick with quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, currently negotiating a contract extension, perhaps, with the Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. And always been a guy that was part of the Rangers organization, but you thought that every year he went to spring training as a publicity stunt. Mm-hmm. But now the Rangers GM, John Daniels, he was talking about he has no plans to interfere with Russell Wilson's NFL career. And before that, you saw a story, I think it was Friday or so. They felt like he could possibly pursue baseball professionally, continue and be a factor down the road. And he did not rule it out, which right. to me sounded like a ploy.
All negotiating.
And then you heard some whispers out of Seattle like, okay, John Schneider, the GM, thinking,
go for it.
Yeah, go for it. You want to chase your dream? I think that both sides, this is all sounds very much like posturing. The Seahawks are not better without Russell Wilson, and he is not better pursuing baseball. This will get done, but it is fascinating to see how far these guys will go to kind of, in Russell Wilson's case. I mean, why would you even want to? I mean, when you're a kid, you want to play baseball professionally and all that stuff. You're a franchise quarterback for a team that you won a Super Bowl with. I would want to do anything that would endanger that, whether it's playing for the Rangers, jumping off a cliff like Tom Brady did. Who was the quarterback that was skydiving? Wasn't there somebody else who was skydiving?
Was I don't remember. I remember the Tom Brady thing. Yeah. I don't remember the skydiving.
I have to check that out. These guys are too valuable at this stage, too much riding to be messing around with your hobbies. I think Russell Wilson probably could play professional baseball, but he's a much better NFL quarterback.
All right, if you're a fan of competitive golf like I am, you'll know the game is full of ridiculous, unreasonable, unnecessary rules. European golfer, and he's been on the PGA Tour, Eduardo Molinari's disqualification from an event last week might have set the standard in each of those categories. He was disqualified because even though he didn't even see it, his caddy hopped on a golf cart rather than walk in between holes so that he wouldn't be late. Riding on a golf cart at any time is against the rules, punished by a two-stroke penalty. But because Molinari, who was walking 20 yards ahead, didn't see it and wasn't aware his caddy took a cart, he didn't assess himself the penalty. He was disqualified later in the day for signing an incorrect scorecard and kicked out of the tournament. He said, got DQ'd because my caddy jumped on a buggy between the 9th and 10th hole yesterday, which is a long walk. I didn't see him, unfortunately, as I was 20 yards ahead. In addition, 18-year-old amateur Lisa McCloskey was asked about it and said she was assessed a two-stroke penalty in the Women's U.S. Open in 2010. Her caddy took a golf cart to the bathroom so he would not delay play. She saw her local caddy ride off with a man he thought was a USGA official. Her partner informed the college junior of the rules infraction. She got two-stroke penalty. That's just stupid.
That is stupid.
That's dumb.
Big news for Illinois basketball over the weekend. You say Illinois basketball. I forgot who's their coach again. John Gross.
Yep.
Big recruiting news because they did something that probably will please Illinois fans, but not Bo Ryan, because this is they got themselves a rental. Mm-hmm. They got themselves a Charlotte graduate transfer. Mike Thorne Jr. is headed to Champaign. 6'11", averaged 10 points and 7 rebounds per game for Charlotte last season. Immediately eligible because he graduated already. He looks like he's going to be the immediate answer and replacement for Nana Egwu, who was the senior center that now is graduating. Thorne shot 53% from the field. He was being recruited, Kat, from way I understand in reports, Kansas, mm-hmm. Kentucky. Mm-hmm. There's some pretty tall weeds. And out of him comes Illinois. John Gross lands Mike Thorne Jr., probably as significant of an addition as they're going to get this offseason. Big news for the Illini.
Staying on the same sport and topic, Barrington junior forward Rapolis Ivanauskas is the top four players in Illinois. He's a 6'8 forward.
Easy for you to say.
117th in the country, according to the latest rankings that I read. 6'8 Ivanauskas first got an offer from Iowa, now has offers from Creighton, Purdue, and Kansas has been in but has not officially offered. Made an unofficial visit to Northwestern over the weekend. Said nobody wants me more than Coach Collins and committed. Northwestern gets one of the biggest name recruits in their history. He is a four-star recruit. 24/7 Sports says fourth-ranked player in
Illinois. Nice. So big recruiting weekend for Illinois and Northwestern.
How about that?
Yes, that's
so congrats
progress.
To John Gross. Congrats to Chris Collins.
You're next, DePaul. You're up.
Dave Leto, you're on the clock.
You're on the clock. I mean, you've got Illinois making news. You've got Northwestern making recruiting news. DePaul's got a new coach. Now they have a little new direction.
Pretty good.
All right, so we're ready to wrap up here. So, okay, before we get out of here, let's reset here what we're doing tonight, because we have Sports Talk Live from the United Center.
Correct.
Bulls game tonight, game 2. Looking forward to covering that one. The Bucks have to find a way to respond. I think this is Bulls in five.
I would agree with you.
I think that the Bucks are going to win a game maybe up there. They'll take a picture, put it on the cover of their media guide for 2015-16, but the Bulls are going to win in five. And tonight you're going to see more of the same, if not Derrick Rose, Jimmy Butler. Too much depth, too dangerous, too good.
All right, Sports Talk Live 5 to 6. Yep. The panel is Teddy Greenstein, Rick Tellender, me, and David Haw.
I'll be there.
How much fun is that going
to be? Looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
I got myself into that, but looking forward to it now.
All right, we're out of here. Go Bulls. Back tomorrow. You have a great day.
You too.
You all have a great day. See ya.
All right. Well, see you later.